Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. In regard to the times that we're forbidden to pray in, some scholars said that you are not allowed to pray any type of prayer other than the mandatory prayer. So if you pray Asr, after Asr you do not pray any type of prayer at all. And some scholars said that no, you can pray a particular number of prayers. And this is the opinion of Imam Shafi'i and also Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, may Allah have mercy on their souls. And they said, let's look at the different number of prayers. After Asr prayer, we concluded prayer. If there's an eclipse of the sun, do we pray the prayer of eclipse or not? Those who said you do not pray any kind of prayer said, yes, you do. Because this is something that the Prophet instructed us to do. They said, okay, after praying Asr prayer, they brought a dead person and we would like to pray the funeral prayer to bury him. Do we do that or wait until Maghrib? They said, no, you do that. Yes, you pray. So scholars said, if you allowed this in two or more prayers, this means that the restriction is not general. The restriction, which is do not pray, is not general. There are specifics that we exempt from it. And among them is the funeral prayer and the eclipse. What else? Tahiyyatul Masjid. What is Tahiyyatul Masjid? The Prophet said, alayhi salam, whenever some of you enter the masjid, he should not sit until he prays two rak'ahs. I prayed Asr and I went to another masjid an hour and a half before Maghrib. I went in. What should I do? Should I stay standing up until Maghrib, or should I sit without praying the two rak'ahs? Scholars say, no, you pray the two rak'ahs because these are not general voluntary prayers. What you're not permitted to do is after praying Asr, you say, I have an hour and a half. What to do, what to do, what to do? I'll pray 50 rak'ahs. Allahu Akbar. So, no, sit. Why? I'm praying for Allah Azza wa Jal. Said, yes. But you're praying in the wrong time. And the Prophet told you, alayhi salam, do not pray, so you have to comply and you cannot pray such prayers. So this is the way of the scholars. By looking at all the evidences, you combine and you join all of them together and apply them all. Because those who said, no, you don't pray any prayer, neglected that there are instructions for us to pray. So they neglected these hadith. But these scholars, such as Imam Shafi'i and Ibn Taymiyyah, when they looked at the whole picture, they gathered all the evidences and they applied it by saying, yes, you must not pray any prayer that is general. But if it's a specific prayer, you can pray it. And one may ask, what about istikhara? Scholars say istikhara, you can pray it afterwards. You don't have to pray it now, though it's a legitimate reason, but you can pray it afterwards, unless you're about to do something, you have to do it now. For example, someone is going, after Asr, he met a friend, and his friend told him, I'm selling my car for so much money. And he thought that it was a great deal. But he said, if you don't give me the money now, I'm going to the car market, I'm going to sell it there. I'm not going to wait for you. So the time is very restricted for him, very limited. So it's permissible for him to pray istikhara and buy the car, because if he waits, the car would have been sold elsewhere and he would have lost the reward. We move on to the final hadith today, which we read something similar to it, hadith number 56.
Narrated Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, on the day of Khandaq, the Battle of the Trench, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu came cursing the disbelievers of the Quraysh after the sun had set, and said, O Messenger of Allah, I could not offer the Asr prayer until the sun was about to set. The Prophet said, by Allah, I have not even performed the Asr prayer. So we turned towards Buthan, a valley near Al-Madinah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed ablution for it. Then he performed the Asr prayer, and the sun had set. And then he offered the Maghrib prayer after it, Asr prayer.
This hadith, Jazakallah Khair, was mentioned before, but the scholars talk or use it for a different purpose. And that is, if someone missed two or more prayers for a legitimate reason, what should he do? For example, someone goes to sleep at midnight, and for illness or for any other reason, he does not pray Fajr, he does not pray Dhuhr, and he wakes up at Asr time, just before Maghrib. So what should he pray, or how does he pray? The majority of scholars say that he has to pray and follow the sequence, and that is Subuh, Fajr, Dhuhr, and Asr. He has to follow this, unless Asr prayer is about to be over. So if he wakes up like 5 minutes before sunset, if he prays Fajr, then Asr would also be out of time. So he would be praying three prayers out of time. But if he prays Asr, he would pray it on time. So he would be only praying two missed salat, two missed prayers. So the norm is you have to pray in accordance to the order, Fajr, Dhuhr, and Asr. Unless the Asr time is about to be missed as well, in this case it becomes a priority, so that you would be praying two missed prayers instead of praying three missed prayers. Is this understood, inshallah? We open the floor for questions, preferably about the times of prayers, preferably about making up prayers and the likes, about praying with your mind occupied elsewhere. Yes, brother.
Sheikh, if I'm traveling in a car with a group of non-Muslims and I cannot ask the car to be stopped, you know, because we are traveling, can I do my prayers in the car itself if the time is there? If I know the direction.
You're traveling. You're traveling or in the town?
I'm traveling in the car. I'm in the car.
In the town or between cities?
Between cities or in town.
No.
In town.
If you're traveling in town, you must stop at all cost, at any cost. If they refuse, tell them you have to stop and drop you. Because in town, you're not traveling and you cannot pray in town, sitting down, not facing the Qibla, not doing your prostration and bowing as you're supposed to. Because you are in the town. If you're traveling, it's a different issue. And we will come to that, inshallah. By traveling, you may lose some of the conditions, such as facing the Qibla, such as not being able to stand, if there isn't any possibility of doing it. And we will come to discuss this, inshallah, in detail once we reach there. Abdurrahman?
Sheikh, you mentioned in one of the hadith about if a person has a desire to visit the toilet, that he shouldn't pray. But if the Iqamah is given and the people are going to pray, and a person, he doesn't have that much amount of desire, it's just like, you know, he can control it for 2 hours, 1 hour. So what should he do? Join the Jama'ah or?
The hadith is fighting the call of nature. The hadith is referring to fighting the call of nature. So if you're fighting it, yes, you have to go and answer it. But if it's a light thing, that you have the ability to wait for an hour or two, it is not something that occupies your mind. The funny thing is, a lot of the Muslims do not answer the call of nature because they don't want to perform wudu. Why don't you go and answer, if I go, I have to take my socks, I have to go to the bathroom. No, I'll pray, and afterwards I answer the call of nature, which tells you the level of interest and importance of prayer in their hearts as well.
Sheikh, there is this one narration that which I wanted a clarification. That once Bilal radiallahu anhu had taken the responsibility to wake up all the companions and the Prophet. And the Prophet woke up and found Bilal sleeping. So he said that, "Oh Bilal, you did not wake us up." So he waited until the sun had risen completely and then they performed the Fajr.
Well, this was not actually for the Fajr to my knowledge. Because the hadith stated that the Prophet ﷺ instructed them to move and change their location. And he stated in the hadith that this is a location where shaitan was present. That is what made us sleep. And that is why the scholars say that if a person oversleeps Fajr, in a place, he should change his place. So if you overslept on Fajr in your bedroom, don't make up the prayer in your bedroom. Go to the living room. And this is hadith of Bilal is in the Sahih. Why? Because they say the Prophet justified this. This is a location where Shaitan was here. Let us move. So this is a legitimate reason. But it, to my knowledge, it has nothing to do with the rising of the sun. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have until we meet next time. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.